Welcome to UNIENA International, the podcast of the incoming department of the International Office. In today's episode, we're going to talk about fitness while studying. My name is Laura Kaden. I work at the International Office at the University of Jena. And today we have two guests that are experts in the field of fitness and health. It's a pleasure to have you, Andrea Altmann and Alexandra Mincheva. Could you tell our listeners who you are and a little bit on what you're doing? Because that's obviously what we're going to talk about later on. Do you want to start, Andrea?
Thank you, Laura. I also would like to thank you for the invitation and the opportunity to introduce the Unisport here in this podcast. My name is Andrea Altmann, and I'm the head of the University Sports Center here at the university. And the Unisport Center is a service institution of the university, like the library or the multimedia center, only that we create offers to enable a physical and or mental balance to your study, but also to the working environment for the employees at the university. Mm-hmm. And in our opinion, this balance is really important in order to remain a healthy lifestyle and thus feel and be powerful in a long-term perspective.
Mm-hmm. Thank you and welcome. Now about you, Alexandra.
Also, thank you very much for the invitation to participate at this podcast. My name is Alexandra and I'm responsible for the public relation and communication at Unisport and at the student health management. And nowadays is the student health management structured at the Unisport. Therefore, we are working very close together, and we have many different projects which all aim to strengthen the health of our students in a long-term perspective. And we want to establish a healthy campus with diverse health offers to contribute to the health promotion behavior among all of our students.
Thank you and welcome. It's a pleasure to have you. As I already said, today's topic is going to be health while studying. What would you say? Why, in general, fitness and health are important while studying?
As I just said earlier, it is really important to create a balance after an intensive work and study period, because during long work and study periods, we sit a lot, and new studies show that the daily sitting time has increased again in recent years, and especially among young humans between 18 and 29 years old, the average sitting time is 10 hours or even more than 10 hours.
Wow.
That's really a lot. And this is clearly too much sitting. Long period sitting makes really ill. It has a really negative effect to your body, to your cardiovascular system, your blood pressure, and so on. So it is really important to have regular activity breaks and a really active lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that most students are fit or fit enough?
In my opinion, not. I think there is a lack of activity time during the week. As I said, we sit far too much. I think it's really important to motivate young people more and more to do proactive activity breaks and also take part in a regular sports program.
Mm-hmm.
Well, probably some other perspective. Of course, there is a lot of sitting in our everyday life and a lot of computer work to do. And this is also the case for our students. However, especially in the recent 1 or 2 years, there are a lot of informations around the topic of health, and more young people are motivated to do something good for their body and mind. And we from the student health management also want to encourage our students to take care of themselves and to take an active break while studying, or also a mental break, like not tipping the whole time on their phones or looking at their screens. So I think that the motivation is there, and more people want to lead a healthy lifestyle. However, this is only the first step, and the second step is, of course, to implement these measures in their everyday life.
Okay, and if you already took that first step, what are the possibilities to become or to stay fit and healthy while studying? Or the other way around, what does the health management and the sports department offer the students for their fitness?
Speaking for the Unisports institution and Unisports Center, we offer during the summer term and winter term more than 500 different classes. So this is quite a wide variety. We offer classes in team sport, in fighting, in group fitness, body and mind. So we have a water sport. We have a really huge variety. So we think that for everybody, something is in the program. We also have all kinds of different levels for beginners and for advanced sportsmen and sportswomen. So I think it's a really good opportunity for everybody. We also have four fitness areas, two outdoor and two indoor. And you also can hire sport facilities if you want to do it. If you want to do sport just with your friends, for example, renting a football field or a tennis court, a beach volleyball court, and so on.
As we already said, not only movement is important for your health, but also your mental health should not be neglected. And therefore, we have at SKM several fixed offerings in our program. For example, there are courses of mindfulness or stress management, which our students can book visit free of charge. Furthermore, we also have a very detailed homepage at which we have presented all of the important services and institutions which can help our students to cope with stress and mental overload in different difficult periods of time. We also have established our part of the Mental Health First Aid team, which also offers the possibility to talk to someone if you feel a little bit stressed or overwhelmed by different problems, like being stressed around your studies or feeling homesick or just having rough time in some period of your life.
Another part of health is alimentation. What are the challenges there that especially students face, and how can you integrate a healthy diet in the everyday university life?
Of course, is a healthy diet not easy for everyone, especially for many of our students, because they are no longer living at home, so that they must take care of their household, including buying and preparing food at their own. In this case, many of them reach for the frozen pizza in order to save time. However, we all know that this is not the most nutrition option to include in your diet. So we try to offer different possibilities to eat healthy but also delicious. And one example for this are our online cooking classes, which you can just book at our website, and you can have a cooking class with your friends at home and prepare together some delicious food. We also have different recipes, both in German and English, at our Instagram account, and most of them are really easy, so that you don't need to buy expensive products or to invest a lot of time in preparing your food. And for the students who are not at social media, we also have our website, and there we have also different recipe inspirations, but also since 2 months We also have published our cookbook together with the seminar of nutrition studies. And this book is created also by students so that most of the dishes are easy to prepare. There are a lot of advices how to cook easy and delicious food. And these recipes are really good for beginners in the field of cooking.
Of course, we're going to link all that homepage in the show notes. So these lessons for cooking as well as for sports seems like also a great opportunity to meet new people, to get in contact with people around you. Is that true? Can you connect doing sports?
Of course. That's why we see ourselves not only as a sports provider, but also as a social meeting point in the city and but also in the university. So it is a great opportunity, especially for people that are new in the city, to get in contact not only with students, but also with citizens, because our sports program is also open for all citizens of Jena.
Mm-hmm. And are there special offers or programs for international students, like the language may be a problem? Are there courses in English or is the course language always German?
Yes and no. So we don't have special offers for international students because we are convinced that sport is a good possibility to integrate and also to maybe improve your language in a really easy way. And you can take part in a sports class without a lot of German language skills because you meet people there, you even improve your language. So we don't offer special classes for international students. We do have some classes in English, but not as many maybe as you would expect because of what I said earlier. Mm-hmm. But what we also offer is, and where we want to encourage international students, is to become a teacher, one of our classes. So if you feel you have skills in teaching or you want to give a class, just come to us and we are open to offer this class in Spanish or in English or in French, whatever your main language is. Yeah, and also I think what is also important to know is that most of our teachers are students. Mm-hmm. You don't feel so comfortable in the German language. Most of our students speak English. So if you come to our class and there is something to explain just for you because the Germans is not your mother language, then for sure, the teacher will help you.
Okay, so it may be a great opportunity to not only train your body, but also your language skills. And there are plenty of opportunities to participate and engage in the sports club other than to attend the sports program, right?
Yes.
Okay. And these offerings, these lessons, are they free of charge? Do they cost? How much do they cost?
All our offers you have to subscribe for. This is mandatory. The subscription can fulfill on our website. It's not free of charge. So we have a little charge we have to take for the classes, but they are really low in price, so you can't compare it to an external fitness provider. So it's a fair price. The price depends on the class you choose, so I can't say this is like the normal price for a class, but our classes normally go over 12 to 13 classes for the whole term. You easily can find a class for 20 euros.
Mm-hmm. And how about the programs of the health management?
Well, probably this is the main difference to the offerings of the Unisports, because all of the offers of the student health management are free of charge, so that our students should just book the course or the workshop they want to attend, but they must not pay for these offerings, and especially for students and especially especially nowadays when everything is becoming pricier, it is a great opportunity to do something for your health without paying money for this. However, we have some offerings like our Herb Hike, which are very popular, and you should be really quick in booking because we have only a limited amount of places. Mm-hmm. You should just be quick by booking.
Okay, so inform yourself before and then be quick.
Yeah, that's actually the same for the Unisport mm-hmm. classes, especially there are quite a few classes. They are really popular, so you should be really quick. And therefore, it's really important to know when we start with our subscription period. This is always in the first week of this of the term, and the classes then starts in the second week of the term.
Okay. So by that time, you already know your university timetable and can arrange it. Yeah.
What also is important to know, when you book the first time, you for sure need a bank account, since we have a little charge for or a little fee for the classes. You only can book the class when you have a bank account. So please be aware that you have your bank card next to you, then that you have the number of the of your bank account too.
Does it have to be your own bank account, or can you borrow one of a friend maybe?
That's possible, actually.
Okay. Yeah, cool. And I saw there's a card called Unisport Card. What's that and how does it work?
The Unisport Card is a special offer of our sports center. It's quite unique if you compare it to other university sports centers. The Unisport Card is an offer for all those who would like to do sports really flexible. With this card, you can use all our fitness areas without paying an additional fee. And you also can use some of our sports facilities for free to special times. And that's, in my opinion, the best thing of the card. You can choose out of about 60 to 70 classes. They are so-called Unisport classes. Mm-hmm. So you can choose, for example, in this week, a yoga class on Monday, and next week you play badminton on Thursday. So you can try out all different kinds of sports and maybe find out the best sport which suits best to you. It's also a good opportunity, again, to meet all different kinds of sportsmen and women.
We already tackled that issue a little bit in the beginning, because not only the body can become sick, but also the mind. Are there any mental health issues that especially affect students in their situation, in their university life?
Yes, of course. Depending on their life situation, students are affected by different problems. Some of them are homesick, not only the international students, but also our locals. However, the international students are especially tackled by this issue because they're not having regularly contact to their family, and this may become a problem for some of them. Other students are feeling the pressure to perform in exams and are extremely stressed during the preparation for certain seminars or lectures. Other students having, especially nowadays, financial worries because everything is rising in prices. For example, the food prices are rising, the rents and also the energy costs. So there are a lot of problems and worries which students are confronted by, and therefore we try to have different offerings and different institutions in order to help them.
Mm-hmm. If you as a listener struggle with any mental health issues, we'll link some professional consultation possibilities in the show notes. And what offerings are there at the University of Jena to support the mental health? And how can you stay mentally fit and maybe also prevent more serious problems?
We have different offerings. As I already mentioned, we have some fixed courses courses, in our programs, like, for example, the three pillars of stress management, or how to have a healthy sleep, or how to be mentally fit during your studying. And the purpose of those courses is, of course, not only to visit the course and to be done in 4 weeks, but also to implement this certain anti-stress techniques in your everyday life. Furthermore, we have a big list of different institutions and contacts at the University of Vienna, which can help our students to cope with different stress situations. Another offering which we are part of as the student health management is the mental health first aid team, which also want to help students in different mental crises. However, I want to mention that in that team there are no qualified psychologists, but students and also employees of the University of Vienna who have the time and want to provide help if you are in a stressed situation or if you just need someone to talk to.
And what role does movement and sports play in this field of mental health?
Our strategy is, our prevention strategy is keep moving. I think it's, as I said earlier, it's really important to have a good balance between work periods and then relax periods. And during the relax periods, we think it's really important to also integrate physical activity on a regular basis, not only when you feel stressed, but the best thing would be like to have a daily routine where you do some physical activity. It don't have to be a really strenuous physical activity. It can be just half an hour walking, cycling or swimming. But it's really, I think, important to do it on a regular basis. So, and I think if you can integrate such a physical activity time, let's say 3-4 times a week, I think this is the best prevention strategy.
Mm-hmm. And now coming to an end, I want to ask you about some new things and gadgets I noticed walking around in the university, like at the campus or in the library. What are these? What's new?
As we already said, not only want to have different offerings and different courses or workshops, which are all health related, but we also want to establish a healthy campus for our students and employees. So we have, for example, in the libraries, two different possibilities to integrate more movement in your everyday life. One example, the Walkolutions, which are a sustainable alternative to the classic electricity-powered treadmill. Of course, you can use them if you're learning or reading or having a break from your studies, and this way also integrate more movement in your day. Another way to keep moving is our standees, which are a standing table attachments, which are available for use since the beginning of the year and can be used by our students and by our employees in the library. They are really easy to use. You can just take them. They are already built and you just put them on your table, put your laptop on the standee, and you can work while you're standing. And this is also a great break from sitting.
Another infrastructure improvement we could install in the in this year actually is water fountains. So you can just come with your bottle and fill up it with drink water. The good thing in Germany is that the water you get out of the tap is healthy already.
Yeah.
So it's you can drink it without to get ill or something. So it's we really recommend to use those fountains. Now we have one installed in the building Karl Zeiss Straße, and another one should be installed in the next 2 or 3 months in the cafeteria in Ernst Abbe Platz, and the last one hopefully in 2024 in the library.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're coming to an end. For me, this was really interesting to see how health and studying can be combined and what the University of Jena does for the fitness of their students. Thank you a lot, Alexandra and Andrea, that you talked with us today and let us know about the work of the university sports and the student health management. All information, contacts and links are in the show notes, as usual. And of course, we hope that you all stay healthy. Bye!